back to another episode of the Freedom Talks podcast, everybody. This is your host, Joe Ogden. This week, I wanted to talk about something that I think all patients could benefit from, regardless of the presentation of your pain or perhaps even the reason why you're seeing a physical therapist. And the topic that we're going to talk about today in this short podcast that I'll be doing by myself, just me today, is why physical therapy should be on our annual checkup list, or potentially the benefits to doing a physical therapy checkup every once in a while or routinely throughout the year, especially for those that have the insurance plans, which you're already paying for having physical therapy visits in the year. We might as well use them. So every year, we see our primary care physicians, or at least we should be doing it. Not all of us are doing that, but we should be, especially, again, for those that have health insurance and those that pay for it, having an annual checkup with our primary care physician for our systemic health is the same as seeing a physical therapist for your musculoskeletal system, which is that's what physical therapists are, is we're experts at the musculoskeletal system and experts at movement. So with the checkup with a physical therapist, what we do is we're looking at the biomechanical assessments of the body, how it moves, whether someone's in pain or not. Now, if someone is having shoulder pain, obviously we're going to be looking at the shoulder and everything that is involved with that potential presentation. However, with a yearly PT checkup, we'll generally screen the entire body and joint ranges of motion, looking at our flexibility, strength, just how the body moves in space. Based on this assessment, what we're going to do is basically create a corrective exercise program, activity modifications that are impacting your range of motion limitations, your strength limitations. What I tell people all the time when I see them is our body is a lot like an onion. We have layers and layers and layers and layers that our body utilizes to perfect movement. Now, if there's a little nick in the onion layer, depending on where it is, your body's going to cover up that issue by compensating or having one side of the body work more than the other, so your body can still function without having much issue. Now, where this becomes a problem is when we start having pain, that compensation can lead to problem in the future. And I tell people that sometimes when we're working together, it may take a little bit to really find the root of the problem because you've been dealing with this issue for over a year. Or 2 years, or even some people we see that they've been dealing with pain for 10, 15 years, and they're finally just getting into getting help. So the benefit to a physical therapy checkup or annual check-in, whether it's every year, every month, whatever works best for your schedule, it allows for us to potentially see these issues before they arise. Meaning if I see a range of motion or strength limitation in your shoulder, we can address that limitation right away so that it doesn't become an issue later on. What we're doing is not bulletproofing the body. I don't think that exists. What I think does exist is we're decreasing your chances of having an issue because we're seeing it before it happens and potentially addressing any of the limitations that can cause an issue. Some people may have had physical therapy before and they want to check in just to make sure that they're doing their exercises correctly and everything is in working order. Maybe that we're getting ready for an upcoming workout program or we're training for something. We want to make sure that our joints and muscles are in good condition. That is also another benefit of having a physical therapy check-in. Again, just to make sure that things are going correctly, make sure things are going in the right direction. Maybe there's even just something that goes on with a basic movement. For instance, you're doing a squat and your knee hurts on the way up. Is there something that I'm doing wrong that influences my knee pain? So that's where the annual PT checkup is really nice, because there may not be something specifically that's going on that's impacting your daily function where you can't put your pants on, but it's affecting when you do functional movements such as the squat. So coming in, getting that looked at to really help make sure that we don't have pain with that activity is so beneficial with physical therapy. Now again, to establish a preventative maintenance program within our musculoskeletal system, we're going to be looking at our joint mobility, spine mobility, flexibility, strength, and just how we overall move. So we're going to be looking at your squat pattern, lifting things up from the ground, your lunge pattern, going up and down the stairs, looking at your bridge form, core strength, upper body strength. All of these play a factor in how we're going to be moving and how well we can move. So when we're building this preventative maintenance program, what we're going to look at is, okay, so I found these limitations in shoulder strength and quad strength. I'm going to make a program specifically for those limitations that we found, because when we're in a one-on-one session, I can see that directly because I'm working with you. And then I want to see you within, I would argue, between 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes longer, because that's when we actually build strength, is anything after 8 weeks. Then I want to see you follow back up. And then we're going to go through the same test and kind of the same mobility program to see if we fix those limitations. That, I think, is a really good way to build long-term longevity, is we give patients programs. It doesn't matter the skill level that they're at. I've worked with college athletes. I've worked with high school athletes. I've worked with just the common gym goer, just someone that wants to work on moving better in their home. What we do is we create these programs, check in over time, and then in between, we address any issues, whether that's via email or in person. Now, when to really consider going in for a physical therapy checkup, some of the things that I think are important to consider are, anytime you experience pain, discomfort, or overstrain during an activity, I think is important just to come in, just to make sure that nothing is going on. In the long term, it's important to see this first before any issue happens, because if there's a major injury because of what you were doing, coming to physical therapy is actually going to save you money and time in the long term, because we can address these issues before it happens. I think anytime you're about to start a new fitness program or start training or change a sports, just coming in to make sure that you can physically do those activities. After you've completed a rehab post-surgery and you're trying to resume normal activities, for sure that's important to come in for physical therapy. If you've had an illness where that's left you bed rest, I think it's important to come in for a physical therapy checkup. We've seen this a lot post-COVID, just with long-term COVID and decreased activity tolerances. It's important just to check in and make sure that you're on the right track to improving your current physical condition. And obviously, what I've talked about before is, I think at the very least, people should come in once a year, if not more, just like you would for your annual physical, because we can also look at things from an objective point of view that sometimes we don't see as people because of our subjective influence, as well as our personal bias towards ourselves. We'll be able to be told that this is what I see going on. If this keeps going, there could be a bigger issue. So making sure, again, that we're on the right track and doing things that we should to improve our health, because the worst thing that can happen is we're not doing the things we need to, and then a different health issue arises because of our inactivity or performing things incorrectly. The nice part about physical therapy, especially in Wisconsin, which is where I treat and this is where our location is we have direct access. So you can just come on in and get looked at by a physical therapist without seeing your doctor first. And in many cases, you don't need to see a doctor. You just need to see a doctor of physical therapy here at Freedom or a different physical therapy clinic. But if there is a significant issue that you do need to see a physical therapist, you need to see a doctor. Physical therapy can recommend that you see the correct person so that we take advantage of direct access and limit the amount of spending and time that you have to try and schedule a appointment. So again, just to kind of wrap up the benefits of a physical therapy checkup or routine treatment by a physical therapist, I believe this thing can be applied to many different people with many different presentations. I think this is just a good overview of why physical therapy is important and why people should really put it at, you know, the top of their list, or one of the top of their list that they do with their annual check-in with their doctor once a year, because what we can do is create a personalized program based on your personal health concerns and personal goals and making sure that your body is performing at an optimal level. We also want to follow up with those personalized programs because we need to keep adjusting, progressing that accordingly, because if we're not challenging ourselves and using periodization over time, then it really, we're just going to end up being flatlining and not improving. So we need to make sure with those follow-ups that we're progressing appropriately and not regressing. It's also important to come in and see a physical therapist because it also prevents serious health issues. Again, we see things before major crises happen. A lot of times, we're not going to prevent everything, but we certainly can decrease the probability that something will happen, or we will see some presentation before it happens, and we can make sure that you get to the appropriate person, or just give you information on if this keeps going in this direction, there could be a problem. This is definitely, physical therapy for sure is definitely a lower cost to the rising healthcare costs in general. Seeing a physical therapist, especially. So coming to a physical therapist is a low cost solution to rising healthcare costs in general. A lot of times seeing a physical therapist is much cheaper than seeing a specialist at a bigger entity just because of insurance reimbursements. So coming to see a physical therapist who can educate you on your health and provide a more holistic approach can reduce the cost of healthcare. We also can stop the aging process or sometimes even reverse or just slow down the aging process. As we age, strength goes down, endurance goes down. So as we add in endurance and strength, we can help the aging process as well. We can make sure that you're maintaining the proper diet and exercise program to help with improving your life. So again, all of these things are important reasons to check up with a physical therapist and come in and see a physical therapist, whether it's monthly, every 6 months, once a year, just to make sure that things are going in the right direction and making sure that we're staying safe and being able to move and enjoy more freedom with our lives. So once again, thank you everyone for listening to yet another episode of the Freedom Talks podcast. If anybody has any suggestions or potential guests that they'd like to hear on the podcast, or even some guests that you'd want us to reach out so you can hear more about, please let us know. You can either visit us here in Fox Point or in Grafton, Brookfield, or Maguanago. Thanks everyone for listening to another episode, and we'll see everybody next week.